Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On this Monday morning, joined by the godfather of Racine, Wisconsin's own Vinny Rotino, Brewers broadcaster, who had the weekend on the air. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, how are you doing, Vince? I love that intro. In fact, I was watching part two on the plane last night, so the charter. Yeah.
You're a walking cliche, Rotino. Jeez.
Yep.
Are we going to lose 1-0 tonight?
Stop it.
You come off one of these weekends where you score a million runs and you hit everything that comes your way. Like, does that just set you up?
I love that that's your first question. Vinny, this is what we always deal with here. It's always the negative. They have, how many hits did they have? 1,000 over the weekend?
Yeah, no, they 56 hits. So that is the most hits in a three-game series since the 1960 Brooklyn Dodgers. Can you believe it? I mean, they just unbelievable barrage on the offensive side of things against the Washington Nationals. Now, look, the Washington Nationals are not a good baseball team, right? So they're last in record since June 7th. So they are really struggling. Now, guess who they're playing next is the Atlanta Braves, who, believe it or not, are since June 1 are the second worst team in all of baseball behind the Nationals. So, you know, hopefully they can take advantage of a couple of they certainly did against the Washington Nationals, a reeling team. Hopefully they can take advantage of the Braves also reeling here as of late. So let's see what they can do. They need an encore for sure, because that was impressive what they were able to do with the bats.
It is interesting. Vinny, Eric and I were talking about how things set up now post trade deadline. And as we get into August here, the teams that were bad in many cases end up getting worse, right? Either traded away anybody that they did have, or at least know you are no longer in this race. And so now is really when you got to run a buzzsaw through teams like the Nationals, like the Braves.
The opposite could be true too, though. Remember, guys, you know, sometimes teams will then, after the trade deadline, after trading away a couple of their major league pieces, they will bring up guys from AAA and they will play with a lot of hunger. That's what we're seeing right now from this Milwaukee Brewers team, right? We're seeing a bunch of guys collectively playing together, and there are a bunch of no-name guys that, you know, it's been so impressive because they're so hungry to win. And I think that Pat Murphy has created this culture and environment where, hey, look, this old-school approach to let's play together as a team, yes, do your job individually, but if everyone has that mindset of what can I do to help the team win today, they're personifying that to a T. I don't think I've ever seen it like this, played out like this. I mean, this is really, really impressive how every man, every guy on this roster is really just focused and dedicated to each other and dedicated to how they can help the team win. And it is playing out to the tune of the best record in all of baseball. And we are on, it's August 4th right now. It is getting exciting, some of the possibilities and the hope that the Brewers and the Brewers fans have right now about this team.
And as far as the Miz IL visit here, so he's been put on the IL 15-day because he got hit in the leg during an at-bat there against the Cubs last week at AmFam. Is this one of those things where we should just anticipate they're going to try to sit him occasionally anyway, save him a few innings here and there? Because if you want to make it through October, you got to sit the kid now because he's only got so many innings he can throw.
Yeah, so the rule of thumb is, so he threw 97 in the third innings last year, and the rule of thumb is you want to have a guy throw about 25% more innings the following year if you want to eventually, year over year, build him up to being an everyday starter for your team, 30 starts, 170 innings, whatever the case. But there's a slow build. You can't just go from 97 innings all of a sudden to 170 innings, right? So I think, you know, at any fear of injury or any tweak or anything like that, which this shin maybe is a small shin bruise that he got after that comebacker that Seiya Suzuki hit against the Chicago Cubs, that was their reason. Okay, we're just going to go ahead and make sure that he is 100% with that leg, with that bruise, Because now, yes, I think what's happening here is that we can shut him down for 2 weeks, then build him up slowly again, and then have him ramped up ready for the playoffs. And, you know, for me, he's the game one starter, if just because of how good he is and how he's been able to handle all of the pressure that has been put on him. To me, he would be my game one starter in the playoffs. And so they're also looking, guys, towards next year. You can't – his next year would be jeopardized if he would just continue to throw 150 innings, and then they don't know how you're going to bounce back the following year. That's kind of what the research has showed over the years, when guys have had a huge workload 1 year and then they kind of get hurt the following year. So they're looking towards next year, I think, with Miz. But, yeah, that leg, just make sure it's right and make sure he can do his work going into his next start. He'll miss a couple, but then going into his next one after that.
Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino is with us this morning on Brewers 360. Looking a little bit down the way here at the schedule, really important stretch coming up in the National League Central Division, Vinny. We've got three at home against the Pirates, followed by three at Cincinnati, followed by five in Chicago against the Cubs. That could be that. Like, we won't see the Cubs again. I think we see the Cardinals later in the schedule, but really important stretch in the division coming up.
Yeah, those five against – well, the Reds are playing really good baseball as well. So there's three against the Reds, like you said, and then five. There's a doubleheader. There's a doubleheader on the 18th. So that first game against the Cubs. Now, that might be the most important date on the calendar for the Milwaukee Brewers. If they can go ahead and take that five-game series. Remember, the season series against the Cubs right now is 4-4. The Brewers have a two-game lead against the Chicago Cubs at this point. So five games, I mean, a lot can happen in five games. So the first game is that doubleheader, that split day-night doubleheader on the 18th. So let's see what happens. It's going to be really – I would imagine there's going to be a lot of call-in sicks for work on the 18th, yeah. You know, made to watch that, or at least have it on during work, right, on the first pitch for that first game is at 1:20. Down in Wrigley. So let's see what happens. But it's going to be very exciting. Yes, biggest stretch of the year coming up on the 15th through the 21st of August.
Boy, and the last thing, Vinny, just the Pat Murphy thing is so fascinating to me, because now his name is coming up again as possible manager of the year again. And here's a guy who, like, changes every day. It seems like he changes it to a new episode of Random Things. The Average Joe's. Now we're talking about pocket pancakes.
Woodpeckers.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, the woodpecker thing. He's like changing tune every day to like change the dynamic and change the attention away from any pressure on these guys.
Well, Brandon Lockridge comes. He comes over from the San Diego Padres, gets traded, and he said that he cannot believe some of the things that were coming out of Pat Murphy's mouth in the dugout during the game. Like, he just he keeps it loose. He's pulling pancakes out of his pocket. He even told a reporter that sometimes he'll have cold pizza back there. And the reporter's like, how do you have cold pizza in your back pocket without the detriment of your pants, right? I mean, there's sauce, there's grease, you know. And I mean, the things he comes out, he keeps it loose, but also holds the guys accountable, obviously. And he is just a fun guy to be around. He really is. He really cares. I mean, when he got choked up after Blake Perkins walked it off at home with that walk-off hit that he had in the ninth inning with the bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth, that was just it's just him to a T. Like, Pat Murphy cares that much that he's going to go ahead and get choked up about a player that was so important to him last year and missed the first 3 months of the season this year. And it's just, you got to be rooting for this team. I think all over the country, teams are rooting for this Average Joe's Milwaukee Brewers, because they're playing a lot of really great baseball. They're doing things the right way, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Appreciate you being with us this morning, Vinny.
Anytime.
Man, you gotta have a little bit of weirdness in every good season too, right?
Right.
Got to be some strange stuff, and this definitely fits the bill. Pocket pizza.
Brewers and the power of pocket pancakes score three runs in the top of the first.